Finding a place to park in downtown Nashville generates its share of complaints, like not enough spaces or they cost too much. Now, a new study suggests several changes to the parking system. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports these ideas could make the experience more pleasant for drivers, but not necessarily cheaper.
I paid $12 to park downtown to attend this meeting about downtown parking.
Some of you may have had to pay for parking. Did anyone pay $5? At least anyone pay $10? Anyone pay $20? If you pay more than $20 to come see me, I'm going to have to buy you lunch after this.
The highest in the room was a guy who paid $18. The questioning came from local researcher and former councilman Peter Westerholm. He counted all the city's spaces and prices. As it stands, Metro brings in about $1 million from its meters each year. But he has scenarios in which the city could make closer to $8 million, money that could then be reinvested in those high-traffic areas.
You know, whether it's affordable housing, whether it's transportation, whether it's a sidewalk or bike lane, whether it's economic development, all these things have a connection to parking and vice versa.
Westerholm recommends a system of meters and garages that have sensors that know when spots are available and can change the price based on demand. Put that info into an app for drivers and let them decide where to park. He also says Nashville should begin charging at metered spots on nights and weekends. All of his findings will appear in a policy paper. Then it will be up to elected officials to consider changes. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.